The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Boxing Day sale on now, online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store only.
Hi there, John Adderley.
Hi, Chris. Happy Boxing Day.
Yeah, for us, you're still coming off the back of Christmas Day. Did you survive?
Yeah, well, there's a few hours to go, but I'm getting there. I survived the turkey and the Christmas pudding and a walk around the allotments with the dog, and I'm still here to tell the tale, so I think I've survived.
That's good, good, good. Migrants, 40 have been rescued.
Yeah, there's been a worrying recent trend of refugees fleeing conflict and poverty, making these hazardous crossings across the English Channel in flimsy, overcrowded small boats, more so since the refugee camp at the French port of Calais closed. And on Christmas Day, 40 migrants, including two children, in five separate boats were rescued from the Channel in the middle of the night. Some identified as from Iraq, Iranians as well, and Afghanis. Some wearing life jackets, others weren't. The government says it looks like organised criminal gangs are just exploiting vulnerable people and putting lives at risk, and they're trying to work with the French authorities to target these groups. But, you know, it's the busiest, one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world, and just seeing these tiny little boats bobbing up and down with cross-channel ferries and, you know, cargo vessels in their path is very scary.
Yeah, it puts it in some context. Did the Queen refer to Brexit in that Christmas message, do you think?
Did she, didn't she? I reckon so, yeah. I mean, obviously it's very unusual for the Queen to really get drawn into politics in any way, but it's hard to believe that she wasn't thinking about Brexit when she said, even with the most deeply held differences, treating the other person with respect and as a fellow human being is always a good first step towards greater understanding. I don't think there's much hiding what she was on about there. And Brexit's going to come back to dominate our chats in the new year. I can tell you that. The other thing, of course, which happens every year, the Queen's speech and also the crowds out at Sandringham in Norfolk to see the Queen and other members of the royal family going to church. And there was a little bit of interest in Kate and Meghan, the Duchess of Cambridge and the Duchess of Sussex, who apparently have had a little bit of a rift, but all the pictures show them smiling and chatting. Were they putting it on for the cameras? And were they at each other's throats behind closed doors? We don't really know.
No, it's hard to work out. It's hard to work out, but someone is certainly leaking. Now, back to turkeys. You've got a story about some rotten turkeys.
I've been looking on social media and reporting in some of the papers that quite a few families have been complaining that their Christmas has been ruined because they were sold mouldy, rancid turkeys from at least four separate supermarket chains. They've been posting pictures of their rotten turkeys online. Some tweeting the supermarkets asking for advice on how they should feed their families. Really disappointed, as our guests will be, when they turn up for a turkey-less turkey dinner. The supermarkets are saying, sorry about that, we sometimes get it wrong, bring the turkey back and we'll give you a refund. Doesn't really help with the Christmas lunch, though, does it?
No, what a blue. Wrong kind of blue. John, it's good to have you on. Thank you, we'll catch up tomorrow.
Thanks, Chris.
John Adderley.